Hi guys, this is Monse Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Today is April 9 and it's Saturday. And today I want to talk to you about dead. Maybe you would say that it's a creepy episode, but it's not. I think actually that it's a really interesting episode. Because, well, in general terms, we say that death is the action or fact of dying or being killed, the end of the life of a person or organism, and the permanent ending of vital process in a cell or tissue is the scientific definition. Why today I want to talk to you about this? Well, because it is really sad. If we think about it, it is really sad because we don't have, well, that is irreversible cessation of a biological functions that's contained in an organism. What does this mean? This means that once you're dead, you cannot come again to life. And I think it's really sad because you cannot enjoy your life. So I think you better begin enjoying your life. Doing whatever you like to do. No matter, and you don't have to take care who is agreeing about your decisions or about your likes. Because, well, sometimes we are always thinking that, for example, if we like scary movies, oh, but my best friend doesn't, so I would change that like to funny movies because he likes funny movies too. We are always, most of humans are always trying to be however others and however other people like this person to be. And it is completely wrong. Like, honestly, I think, I don't know, I used to be like that, and honestly, it is really sad. And once I made conscience and I was thinking about it, I changed the way I was living my life. And I started enjoying. Because your happiness is first before others' people's happiness. So if you like to dance, dance the type of music you like. If you like to sing, sing every single day of your life. If you like to go to a park, if you like to go to a movie theater, go without asking. Do you think it's right to go to a movie theater and watch movies? Don't even ask anybody if they are agreeable. Okay? And there are so many things that we should do before you die. Okay? Because, well, life honestly is too short. If you start thinking, time flies and years pass so fast. And unfortunately, we cannot get them back. So enjoy every single moment. And I'm going to tell you some tips to take into consideration before you die, okay? First, enjoy every single moment with your family, with friends, with your pets, you know? with everybody you live with. Enjoy every single moment. Or if you live alone, also enjoy your silence. Enjoy the sound of the birds, the sound of the nature, and everything. I'm going to tell you 6 things to do before you die. The first one is find something to enjoy about every day. Why? Because the economy is in the doldrums. Many of us are working harder than ever to take and to get whatever makes us happy. So force yourself to appreciate at least something today, whether it's a walk in the sunshine, hugging like your wife or your child or your friend, or having a good laugh with a friend too. Live each day as if it was your last, because one of these days it will be. Never come back. Make a bucket list, okay? Like Rob Reiner's in 2007 movie named The Bucket List, starring Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman as 2 terminally men sharing the same hospital room, has inspired many people to make a list of things they still want to do in life. No matter how young or old you are, it will help you live without regrets. Okay? Number 3, signed documents to protect yourself. Well, this is really interesting too. Simple state planning should start earlier than you might think. In most states, parents don't have authority to make like healthcare decisions or manage money for their kids once they turn 18. So even if they still have those kids on their health insurance plans and claim them as dependents on their tax returns, that means if you are a young adult, is in an accident and becomes disabled, even temporarily, a parent might need court approval to act on his or her behalf. But well, number 4, provide for loved ones. Honestly, I love this one, because contrary to popular misconception, you don't have to own a big house to have an estate. Your estate consists of everything you own when you die, including your home, personal property, investments, bank accounts, retirement plans, and any interest in a family business or partnership. If you die without a will or living trust, estate law will determine how much your belongings are disturbed, and the result may not be what you would want. These laws establish a ranking of inheritors. Some newer laws say everything will go first to the spouse, and like your wife, then to children, parents, and siblings. And without a will, if your children are minors and you were a single or surviving parent, a court will appoint a guardian for them. So try to enjoy everything when you're alive, because honestly, whenever you die, you cannot take with you whatever I already mentioned. Number 5 is review beneficiary forms. But this, well, is as number 4, so I'm not gonna read it. And number 6 is also my favorite. Tell friends and family that you love them. Some people don't say this at all. Others don't say it often enough. Don't leave any room for doubt. For those left behind, there is no greater comfort. Honestly, I don't know, but this one, number 6 and number 1 and number 5 too are my favorite points, because it's really true. We almost never say our family or loved ones that we love them. And I know this happened to you too, at least once in your life. But for example, we see, well, those that have the opportunity to see their families every day, we arrive home and we are just like, oh, hey, or good night, and that's it. We never say, I love you, for example, hey, good night, I love you, no matter whoever that you're telling it. But okay, if it's my mom's birthday, I'm gonna be like, happy birthday, mom, I love you so much, you know. But why I can't say it every single day whenever I wake up or whenever she wakes up? For some people, it is because it's weird. It's weird to be telling people I love you every single day, or it's boring, or it's annoying. But whenever this person is sick, and we are like seeing that this person is really sick, or and maybe is gonna die, is whenever we start like always taking care of them, telling them every single day, every single second, I love you, or that you're gonna be okay. But why do we have to wait until that moment to be like this? We don't have to wait for those horrible moments and for those sad feelings to realize that we really love our family or our friends or our husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, to be telling them what do we feel and how do we feel with them or thank to them. So right now, I really want you to start living and enjoying your life forever, because we just live once, unfortunately. Well, no, not unfortunately, because I think if we just live once, make this life the best you could ever live. Thank you, guys. This was Monse Martinez, Hidden Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. See you next episode. Bye, guys.